Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're...
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young, I'm handsome, I'm bad, I'm pretty, and can't possibly be beat.
Just what you need. You can only come get it from me.
This is Damo Entertainment calling from St. Louis, and you are now tuned into Lawless Radio, the hottest radio show online. Love what y'all doing out here. I see you. This is Damo ENT, and I'm out.
Oh, what's the business? What's the business? What's the business? You already know who it is, baby. It's the Kevin and the Queen. Lawless Radio is online. Y'all know what to do right about now. Call a friend and tell a friend to bring about four or five friends so we can get it in. Next 2 hours, we're going to do what it is we do on Lawless Radio, and that is support your local come-up, underground, unsigned, independent music. Y'all know how we get down. Got to send a shout-out to my people over at Chase of Indian Trail in Tech. They said they be kicking it with the show. They text the replays. I say, yeah, okay, right. Oh, girl, pull them up. I didn't notice, y'all. We podcast. When you go to it and you click on it, you can download podcast, Queen. Did you know we have podcast?
No, I did not know that. Oh, my God. Well, that's
the
a
queen?
Great Happy New Year present.
I said, yeah, okay, right. And she showed me. She showed me the podcast. I'm like, okay, it's an option on there, and I got to check it out. You do it, as much as I don't like sending people to Blog Talk, because, you know, Blog Talk got me mad. They messed up a whole lot of things with the system, you know, where they actually took ratings away from our website because we can't, you know, we can post the shows on our website, but it won't play the live shows anymore, so I don't even speak on Blog Talk. I have beef. But if you listen to the show via Blog Talk, to the side, matter of fact, let me take a walk over to Blog Talk, Queen. Let me take a walk over to Blog Talk, Queen. We gonna see. Let's see what it is, Queen. Let us see. Yeah, it is. It's
like, you
click
know.
On. Yep, she said that's it. You click on the iTunes or the, and it's saying it. It's live. You click on the RSS. Click on that. What does it do? Let me see what it do, Queen. You know, if I get kicked off because it done messed up something, y'all, it ain't my fault. It's not
Uh-oh.
My fault.
It ain't his
doing
fault.
Doing something funky. It's doing,
did
it's
he
doing
do
something,
that?
Oh. It's doing something funky, yeah. It wants to, it wants to download. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So my girl.
Funky. Talking about.
Okay. Hey, that's it, Queen. What's going on, baby?
What's up, world, and Happy New Year. I'm saying Happy New Year because this is my first time on the show since the New Year, and it's Grit Grind Wednesday. What more can I say? My birthday
yep,
is almost
yep.
a month away. Man, I'm happy right now. I mean, you know, things are great. Got a new movie role. Got some other projects in the works. You know, sad news last Wednesday. I was in a car accident. I'm sure a lot of people know. You know, girl
yeah,
decided
I kept
to
them updated
run a
with
red
the
light.
Info that I had.
Yeah,
I kept them updated with the info I had.
Yeah, she decided to run a red light, hit me in another car, an African immigrant. And she careened into the woods, and, you know, my girlfriend pried her out of her car, and then she, you know, she was, you know, being belligerent with the police. But, you know, everything's working out, you know. I'm getting paid, and, you know, that's
okay,
all that matters.
Okay.
I'm you know, my back is a little hurt, you know. I ain't gonna lie, I'm sore.
But you good.
Hey, look.
But you good, though. But you good.
I'm good.
These
are shock value. So I'm going to still wear my heels and stuff and look fabulous, and that's just what it is. But I'm just gonna say it's a new year and things are starting off well, and you know I'm happy to say I got projects in the work. You know I'm not letting a silly accident that I lived through you know deter me from what's going on in my life. But
that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. 2014 is my year. I know it. I mean, ended on a good note. It's starting on a positive
mm-hmm.
note, and I know it's gonna end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with a bang. So. You know, I'm just looking forward to a lot of things right now. But, yeah, there's a lot of things I wanted to talk about, you know, in the last week or so that's been going on in the world. And one thing that really, really bothered me, and I know you probably have read this story, Chairman, and people out there that's listening, talk to me, y'all. Help me understand something. I'm going from my situation to something worldly that we need to be aware of and be made aware of, and I want to know what the hell. Okay. The story last week, a guy that overpaid child support and went to jail for six months because he overpaid child support and he saw the child
overpaid.
Money. He overpaid child support, and he went to jail for 6 months. He got locked up for overpaying his child support. See, and I'm thinking, like, what the heck? That doesn't make
so
sense.
So that's the other way around?
Yeah. I posted this on Facebook, and I made sure I posted this, reposted it, rather, because it was disturbing to me. This man is, not only is he paying child support, Chairman, the man is going to see the child more than he's supposed to. But the thing is, he had a court order that was in place, but then the mother went back to court and had the court order revised. So that's how the story goes. She had the court order revised, and the child support where he was supposed to be paying, and I'm trying to remember when I read. Okay, this is okay. Now it's coming to me. Okay, when I read the story, I'm trying to figure out why would he go to jail for overpaying. But the reason why, because he didn't go to court, because she sent him back to court, and he didn't have no notification of a court date. And not only that, he was going to see the child more often, you know, often than he's supposed to have been the court order allowed. Or not allowed, but ordered. But I was saying to myself, what the hell? This man is paying child support. He's paying more than he's supposed to be paying.
Wow.
And he's spending time with the child. I don't understand this. Help me to understand why would a man get locked up overpaying child support. That disturbed me so bad. I couldn't wait to get on the show tonight to talk about that because, I mean, there's fathers out there, that even mothers, that are deadbeat, that don't even care about their kids. But this man went the extra mile for his child, and he gets locked up for it. And I was so disturbed when I read that. I'm like, you know what, we got to do better. The state of Florida got to do better. This is just straight up ridiculous.
Florida. You're saying all you need to say.
Exactly, Florida. That's like that stand your ground state. You can do whatever. You can be Yosemite Sam and be a hero.
You have balance in everything.
Yeah, I mean it's just crazy, and it just like I said, it disturbed me because.
Wow.
And then another thing too, how in the hell the man gonna pay child support if he in jail? He don't have a job, you know. So you think about all those.
It's gotta be more.
It's a horror story to me.
It's gotta be more.
Well, you know, that's what I said. But when I read the story, it was black and white, and it was cut to the chase, and it was cut and dry. That's exactly what he got locked up for. It was no stalking involved. Like the Memphis DJ, I know you all probably heard the Memphis DJ. I wrote his name down somewhere. I can't even remember where I put it. But it's a Memphis DJ, okay. Now, this fool right here deserves to be in jail for the simple fact. Now, when I read the story, I laughed like LLS, laughed like SHIT. That's what I did. But then when I read here's the story, y'all. And I'm sure a lot of people out there that's listening, I know you probably heard the story. Okay, this guy, well-known Memphis DJ, okay, went to jail, got locked up, got arrested for liking a picture, his ex-girlfriend's picture on Facebook. So M.E., you know, asked M., what in the hell could that be? How can that be for liking something? That's kind of harassment. Well, when I actually clicked on the story and read it on Global Grind, she had a restraining order on the dude because this dude had been mixed up in child pornography. He's been arrested a couple times. And he just got arrested recently, because he posted shared and posted some things on Facebook where a man was having sex with a child that looks to be about 5 years old. So I said, now that explains it. This good dirt dauber, dog slum, less than dirt scum of a man would do something like that. That's just like the craziest thing I've ever heard. Now, this guy's out. He's out of jail. He, 2 days later, he just his radio show. He's still on his radio show, but this man is in jail for overpaying child support. Somebody help me to understand this. What is wrong with this picture? But, you know, justice is going to be served one way or the other. This man, you know, I'm sure some way or another, I hope there is a way that he can sue Florida, the state of Florida, for, you know, putting him in jail for overpaying child support. I actually pray about this, that he can find justice, he can get justice for what they did to him. You know, I know it's going to be hard in Florida, because Florida, they want to kill you. They'd rather kill you than see you walking, you know, to see you jogging, to see you doing anything. But, it just disturbed me. And this guy in Memphis is on the radio probably right now, you know, laughing and doing the same thing that we're doing. But we ain't out here, pornography. We're not doing stuff like that. So it's interesting.
Right.
I just had to mention it today. You know, I had to mention it tonight on the show because I want to get some clarification. People, you want to call in and give me some clarification, and the chairman as well.
Yeah, give us something.
By all means,
please
do so. Because this is crazy. This world has really turned straight crazy. And then not only that let's get on the deaths that's happened in the last 2 weeks. Dobie, signed to Grand Hustle, get shot up by one of his, somebody he's known in Alabama all his life, jealous of him. Shoot him up in the club, and another girl gets killed. An innocent bystander, and three or four other people get killed, and then one of the other guys that got killed, that was shot, died 3 days later in the hospital. Okay, and then you have Lord Infamous. You know, he had medical issues. He had, you know, had a stroke,
mm-hmm.
a serious stroke. And then you have the other rapper that was just recently killed. I can't think of the name. It's good Lord, it's Atlanta. Oh, the DJ at the strip club Onyx. Well, he was killed right there in front of his door, in his doorstep, and they haven't even found out who killed him. You know what I'm saying? Then
That's
I read
crazy.
Today
yeah.
where there's an – crazy as hell. And then I read today where this mother lost two sons in 19 days from a murder. I'm just like, oh, my God, what is this world coming to? I mean, I can't even get on my Kardashian kick today because, well I'm going to get on it. I just can't get on it right now. it's a fun, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's just, you know, these things right here. I hate to start off the show like this, but we need to do better. I have to start off saying we need to do better so we can get into this show and stuff. So, you know, if anyone got some kind of clarification for me to help us out, to help the show out, to know what's going on here in Florida and why this happened to this man, you know, by all means, please call in. So maybe
it's a number
we're missing. Absolutely.
Right.
And I have switching subject, you know, changing the subject a little bit. I want to make an announcement as well. You all know me as ME the Queen. And I announce myself as that at the beginning of the show because people don't know that I've pulled a Diddy. Yes, I have pulled a Diddy. You know, Diddy. Yes, I did. I did it. He went from Puff Daddy to Puffy to P. Diddy to Diddy. Well, I am officially M. the Queen, and that is E-M-M. I've changed all my social media. I've changed everything to M. the Queen. I am M. the Queen. That's actually my original initials anyway, but they're backwards. So I want to be known as M. And you don't say M, just M. It's M. That's two M's in there. M the Queen. So you see me on stage. I'm M the Queen of Afro Pop. So I just want to let you know that. But I want to get all the important stuff out. I introduce you all to, introduce you to me. M the Queen. So that's what's going on in the world of M the Queen. I just wanted to get that out there because I was really bothered by that. And I know a lot of people were because I saw the comments and stuff, and it was thousands and thousands of comments and, like, you know, WTF, WTH, what the hell, you know.
Right.
So I definitely, it's something I had to mention because this is a black man. So, you know, we support our local come up, but we definitely support our black man too. So definitely
I wanted to bring that up
and get some clarification. Also, happy belated birthday to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the leader of, for people that don't know, there might be people out there that don't know, but for you, the ones that's out there listening that don't know, he is the leader of the civil rights movement. He was the king, and God didn't give him the last name King for no reason, but he was a king. He died for us. He died for us to have equality, for us to have freedom to have an education, freedom to ride the bus and ride in the front, freedom for us to, you know, just have a good job, education, and everything that the white people have had, you know, since they stole this nation. This what we wasn't a nation at the time, stole this land. So definitely a shout out and definitely a happy belated birthday to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You know, he's always going to be missed. He's beloved. He's a martyr. He's a man. He was a preacher. He was a minister. He's a pastor. He was a father. Definitely,
yeah.
You know, I had to give a shout out to him. There you go.
Yeah, we played the entire Have a Dream speech last week. Definitely. Actually played a few times, you know, and one of the things, you know, that always stands out in that speech, you know, and it may be kind of wrong for it to stand out, but that one part that stands out, the Negro still is not free. And when you sit around and you look, you know, it is us and us. You know, nobody can no longer point the finger at these powers that be. This is us, you know, killing us. You know, I don't see too many white guys getting arrested for breaking in our house. I don't see too many white guys getting arrested for killing one of us. I don't see too many white guys standing on my corner selling drugs, you know. So it is us and us. And like
that's
you
right.
said earlier, we got to do a whole lot better, you know. I mean, it's Ooh. Crazy. You know, I lost a buddy last week. I sent a shout out to him on the show last week.
Absolutely. And I'm sorry to
hear
that.
Went to see his baby's mother, you know, to pick up his kid, you know, and the new boyfriend, you know, his insecurities, you know, had him, you know, telling my man, hey, you can't come over here. You know, if you want to see your kid, she'll drop the kid off. Don't ever come over her house again. You know, now remember I said her, not his. Don't come over her house, not his. Don't come over her house. Well,
wow.
You know, my man went to pick up his son like he do on the weekend. My man killed him, shot him to death.
God.
Now, what is the reason for that? You know, I also lost another buddy, Trey. Sent a shout out to my man Trey, and his death is you know kind of like bittersweet. It sounds crazy to say, but his death is like a sigh of relief. You know, he was a young man, and he died from a heart attack, you know, 35 years of age. You know, had
oh
a heart attack
God.
And passed. I know, and everybody has got the Rated X tape, you know, and everybody that's got the free, everybody that's going to mourn you. You know, y'all heard all those songs from me, and, you know, and I went through the list, and I know within those songs, you probably count, you know, a few hundred people, you know, that I know that have passed. He is the only person that I know that has passed from a heart attack. Everybody else I know that's died have been, you know, murdered. You know, so when I say his death is bittersweet, you know, it's like, wow, you know, I can for once say this is, you know, this was God's will. It was God's will for him to go on. I can say that. You know, and be sincere, you know, because I wouldn't just, you know, say that it was God's will because some fool killed him up. You know, I couldn't say that. That ain't God's will. You know, you shouldn't kill what you can't eat. You know, so that is my theory on it all.
That's
know?
True.
But his passing, you know, it's like, wow, you know, I'm sad for him, you know. But at the same time,
something
you know,
is over.
It was actually, yeah, it was actually his time. It was his time because God flipped the switch. Flip the switch. Hey, your heart going out. That's it. You know. So I can find peace in that. You know, from a man Jamel, I can't. You know, this was a knucklehead and again insecure, and it's bad. You know, I had this conversation a little earlier in the week, and it is crazy because we as black men that love to talk about. You know, we're kings, and every black guy you see, you know, gives himself, you know, this majesty. You know, he's grand, he's imperial, he's exalted. But we have some insecurity issues. Case in point,
Yeah.
Case in point, you are walking down the street with your girl, and she's looking good, and you know she's looking good. You are mad because somebody looked at her. Who wants to be with
That's
somebody that don't nobody want to look at? But you are willing to fight and kill because somebody looked at her. Insecure.
Well, you know what? And you know what? I used to ask the same thing. Like you remember back in school and stuff. You know, you and I are very close in age. So, you know, you remember back in school where you used to wonder why in the world the finest dudes with the ugliest girls. I don't like you calling anyone ugly, but I didn't use the word ugly today because that's what I can describe it. But you used to wonder, like, but that, it's all about the man's insecurity because that man don't want, he wants that woman that everybody going to look at, but at the same token, he don't want nobody to look at her. So
there you go.
Yeah, and I go through the same thing. You know, M, the queen, goes through the same thing. You know, that's right. I go through the same thing where dudes see what they like on the outside and stuff, but when they get to know me and they realize this chick is ambitious, and not only is she ambitious, she got a high IQ. Like, I can't do nothing with her because she can't do nothing with me. But my thing is, I have situations where, you know, I see where, you know, ex-boyfriends and, you know, ex-friends or whatever mine, you know, don't want to help. You know, like I've moved recently, don't want to help and stuff. But, you know, but then you have men out here that would help women, these big fat women, and they help unattractive women. So they help them because they figure, well, okay, if I help her, I ain't got to worry about her. You know, if I help her and give her some money or help her move or whatever the situation may be, she going to have no duties
right,
in the
right.
house. But they look at somebody like me, okay, well, I give her something. She hustling me, and then she's going to turn around and have a dude. You know, it's just crazy. The dating world is so crazy. Man, let me tell you, oh, my God, Chairman, the dating world is so damn crazy right now, and it's not going to change. Social media, and that's nothing I want to talk about on probably two shows down, because this is a serious issue for me. Social media is declining, you know, dating world. I mean, it's like when you meet somebody now, they're asking you, do you have a Facebook page? What the hell do you need to know about my Facebook page for? And I put two and two together. They're trying to figure out what you're doing because they want to see what they can get out of you.
No.
They want to see.
Queen?
Yeah, they're trying to be nosy.
No, let me tell you what it is, Queen.
I'm telling you. Your word ain't divine no more. Your word ain't divine no more. It's like you got to use social media to see who you are.
No, I got a buddy who is a social media hawk. Now, check it out. This is what he does. He meets you. He asks you for your Twitter, your Facebook, and all of that. It is not for what you think. Let me tell you what it is for. He says what you do is you go through her groups and her likes, the groups that, you know, the pages she's liked and the groups that she's a part of, and you check them out. So now you meet old girl, and she's talking about, oh, I love the Lord, you know, and I go to church every Sunday, and I'm in Bible study, and if you want to be with me, you got to be a real Christian man. Now you go to her Facebook, and you check, and you go to her group. She's in a group called Swingers. She's in the group called Big Black Mm-mm. You know, okay, he know he got a freak on his hand, so he know exactly how to approach her.
Hashtag exactly. And you know what? In that aspect, I'm glad you said that, Chairman. You brought up a very good, valid point. Because I'm going to tell you right now, there are groups out there. Because my girlfriend, I have a girlfriend. I love her dearly. But she's a part of a group because she, you know, she's from here. She went to City Grove High School in Columbia as well. So she's on two different groups. But those groups are not designed for everybody to reunite and have like a school reunion. Those groups are designed for free-for-all. I'm not a part of any of those groups, but you can go on those groups and stuff because they're very private and see pictures of girls got their legs wide open and you see all you see is razor bumps and lips and big old smile. I'm saying, you know, you've seen a mustache with a smile, you know, but it's one of them on the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Then you've seen girls like my girlfriend. I got to laugh about this. My girlfriend sent me a text of her cousin because she went to see the group as well. And, you know, she's part of this group. She done gotten this group done wild out. This girl texted me a picture. She told me her cousin was wild now. She said, Mary, you ain't gonna believe this. But she called me by my real name. She said, you ain't gonna believe this. She said, she up here wild. I put these pictures on there. She sent me a picture of this girl. This girl wears size now. I've known this girl for about 13 years now. She wears size. Sent me the, I didn't even know what she was sending me. When I opened up the text,
yeah,
I told
yeah.
her, staring at me, I almost had a heart attack. I thought, Lord, some creature was about to jump out of my text and about to attack me. I'm like, this is just nasty. First of all, you got triple F. You ain't got no business bearing your boots, no damn body. But a boot to do. You need to work for a guy to get the favor, dude.
Look, I'm telling you right now.
I'm giving you the mild version, Chairman. I'm giving you the mild version. These girls up here, like, you know, they oh, my goodness. They got little video footage of them pleasuring themselves and stuff like that. They got videos of themselves, you know, having sex, giving the oral injection.
It goes down on Facebook now. Facebook used to wouldn't allow anything like that. Facebook don't care now.
Mark Zuckerberg, I'm turning into a freak. He let the freak come out of him, honey.
Hey, you watching them videos. Hey, y'all know this week on Martin Luther King's birthday, man, Lawless Radio released The Renovation, Man Versus Two by Renacy, man. I mean, if you haven't gotten a chance, man, y'all need to check out the album, man. I'm going to be playing songs throughout the show. Y'all check them out, man. Real hot album, man. Nice wordplay, hip-hop, you know, it is real, real tight, man. Y'all check it out, man. I'm finna hit y'all off now with that Chaos. This is Renacy off that Renovation album. It's Lawless.
And about two bars sit for the iceberg in my life cold when the day's Hollywood night. About check, credit card declines. Yeah, I know I messed up, but soon I'm gonna get it right. Fail once, fail twice, burn a couple hundred more times. But I know at the end of the tunnel I'ma see 100 different lights. From the city with a high crime rate every day multiplies. So much going on, living in the last days of my life. Take a second, pause. Then it's right back to the boss. Scribble down thoughts, writing on the wall. Cage burn like behind the bars. Dear God, how long? Man, I swear I'm about to lose it all. Dear God, how long? Man, I swear I'm about to lose it all.
Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high. Turn the microphone on, with the beat that's right. And the race is won, already crossed that line. So I don't need your sympathy, homie, I'ma be just fine.
Kill death, murder, mayhem, all day playing on the news. Another car bomb, another man robbed, another kid shooting up the school. Another hate crime, why they hate mine, why they can't leave us all alone. Another slick head politician lying, trying to get us all to vote. My version of Occupy Wall Street, I'm occupying a booth, choking the mic and making the wall shake. The bombs they making are dedicated to reckless hatred against our nation. But think, what did we do to make them? Something's missing here, threat level oil scares. We in the mode of rebellion like Olivia. Story of our lives, tell me where the ending is. How many more soldiers were they killed before they end this shit?
Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high. No fear at all, cause the world is ours. Time to make that change, so I'ma start tonight. They don't need your sympathy, homie, they gon' be just fine. Just fine.
Another
rap singer, chain blingin', fake jewels and a charm. Heard a little bit of 50 Cent, now we think it's style cool to be armed. Cool to be all straight face, no smile, looking hard. Never sold, but he talked that for the street cred buzz. Word up in place before you choose to go that route there. You swimming in an aquarium full of sharks here with no fear. It's more than music, it's the culture. We live and we breathe and we grow here. Besides the fact that the industry temperature's cold here. I'm from a city where you gotta keep on that snow gear. Trying to go somewhere, there's always some haters that's giving you frozen glares. Present to you, MVS M2. The renovation, I'll let the people decide the truth.
Set a lifestyle low, set a base up high. No looking back while I wave goodbye. By the end of the day, they don't see us shine. We don't need your sympathy, homie, we gon' be just fine.
Frozen Terminal 5 have endured a second day of serious destruction and faced further chaos this week.
4 million buildings in Tokyo, more than 4 million sites around the country.
Tonight,
have been shot.
I can report to the American people and to the world. The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands.
I give 2 middle fingers to the past. Yeah, I said it finally at last. Presently my future's looking like a blast. No time machine could ever send me back, but I wish my grandmother was here to hear me rap. Aunt Ruby K and my Uncle Matt. My Aunt Ruby K, she would always bake. Uncle Matt would tell stories of war scenes. And every time that I smell a cigar, like a reminder that you're never too far, we miss y'all. If I could reverse time again, I would save Nick Bean, the writer for RPM. Tell him not to ride that motorcycle again. Tell him that tonight is terribly looking grim. He'd probably laugh like, get out of my way. I got an orange bike calling my name. Take part in his fate. Back to my grandmother, we missing you. Chitlins, collard greens, and the chicken coops. She from the south, so she doing what the south do. I'm talking Georgia, red clay, and waffles. If I could reverse time again, yeah. If I could reverse time again, yeah. If I could reverse time again, I would save you to help me through the times we in. If I could reverse time again, yeah. If I could reverse time again, yeah. If I could reverse time again, I would save you to help me through the times we in. If I could reverse time again, that I would go back to the first rhyme I writ. A road, instrumental to quiet storm. Homie J. Petty was teaching me all the ropes. Sharp, deadly, a genius with all the quotes. Rubbed off a little bit on your boy. Go back in the past and I would go. Not to change just to see the things I did wrong. Or maybe it was all just right. And maybe I'm just blind, no sight. Or maybe I'm an eagle falling out a tree with a pair of broken wings, no flight. And everything's wrong, not right. But it's all reversed in your mind. Everything happens for a reason. So I don't trip, continue to love life. But if I could reverse time again, yeah. If I could reverse time again, yeah. If I could reverse time again, I would save you to help me through the times we in. If I could reverse time again, yeah. If I could reverse time again, yeah. If I could reverse time again, I would save you to help me through the times we in.
It doesn't mean that we don't wish it. Or think, what if we did it different? I probably would've never caught the case. I probably would've had made so many mistakes. It did make me who I am today. So if shit went my way, would I still be the same? Would I? I'll never be sure like my headphones. Sure no Nick being here would be helpful. He would give me brotherly advice. Put in perspective what's wrong and right. Wish my daughter Monique had a real chance to live her life long enough for her prime then. I could turn back time, I would change so much. Got much more to say, but this verse ain't enough.
If I could reverse time again, yeah. If I could reverse time again, yeah. If I could reverse time again, I would save you to help me through the times we in. If I could reverse time again, yeah. If I could reverse time again, yeah. If I could reverse
backing up. And you think that I just wanna hit and run. So when I holler at you, why you acting dumb? Ain't even like that. I saw you were cute, so don't get it twisted. Get off my case. And if you can't act right, get the hell up off my face. Don't know why to act right. Sometimes they just act like they crazy. Driving me up the wall. I can't take this anymore. I can't take this anymore.
Hey, yo, CJ, I know what you're talking about, man. These girls been driving me up a wall, too. I know what you're going through, my nigga. Check it out.
Said I came to the club about 9 o'clock, looking fresh to death, preparing to get hot. But all these girls around and not stop, but something looks wrong with these ones. So I decided to just chill for a minute, cool by the bar, just cool for a minute. Let me see if they notice me, or maybe I should just flash my keys. So I flash my keys and nothing came. So I'm thinking to myself, we're just playing games. Until I just stepped to one. She said, right here, cutie, your days are done. I'm like, what the hell you talking about? Girl, I'm the life of the party, so to shut your mouth. So I wrote the one of my regular. She said, like she said, your days are done. I'm like, what the hell did I do now? The kids really like this now. Getting on this one round. This never happened up now.
first thing that I see home. I'm not a window shopper when it comes to buying lights and chrome. But I gotta take a different approach when it comes to acquiring love. Most girls are damaged goods, so I need to take it slow.
On the outside,
lots of them are beautiful. Dime a dozen, trying to put me to the test. They're looking like a real good deal, but better pass them by. Cause if you make the wrong decision, you surely pay the price. And on the outside, lots of them are beautiful.
Supper, you're listening to Kilo P. Greedy and Lawless Radio, Crucial Conflict Church.
Church! Hey, man, y'all listening to Lawless Radio's Grit Grind with the Chairman and the Queen. Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all keep it locked, man. Tune in, man, every Wednesday, man. We're live. And you can check out your man Buck tomorrow night, man, doing the same thing, man. You got the doctor in the house on Sundays. Don't y'all forget about Lawless Radio After Dark. And Queen, I heard that the chairman is going to be making a return to Lawless Radio After Dark, man. I mean, I want to get down and dirty. You know, we got the kids listening. The kids are listening right now. So I can't go there. But there's a bed I want to go. I can't go there right now. And
well,
I can only go there on Lawless. Hey, I
got to go. I've been saved on a Lawless Adult. There's some stuff I'd be wanting to say, but I'd be like, you know, the chairman's too young to be hearing this.
No, she did, y'all.
See, I tried it, and I succeeded.
Lawless Adult, hey, if you are 18 and over on Facebook, y'all come and join the group.
21.
Lawless Adult. 21.
18-year-olds still went behind it, and they ain't got no
And they still went behind it. You know what? 21 and up to drink. So y'all come on here and kick it, man. We take our shoes off, and we let it go. It's simple as that. Y'all come on. And that's the same thing for Lawless Radio After Dark, man. So when you catch your man BMO Slam later on tonight, understand me. It will not be Lawless Radio Main Street. So I don't want y'all saying, oh, the chairman don't talk like that. No, no, the chairman don't. Not on Great Grind.
There you go.
But when the chairman.
It's called After Hours.
Hey, it's called After Hours, baby. Lawless Radio After Dark, man. Y'all make sure. My Chi-Town people, I got to send a shout-out to my people over at our other group. You know you're from the west side of Chi-Town. Got the group over there, man. It's been sent up, man. My girl Angela's sending up over there. Poor Pippin just brought out the snakeskin joint soda, man. The Travel Fox snakeskin, man. You know you're from the west side. If you see the cat, there's only one spot you can go and get those jokers, man. Shoe Land. Man, they are sending it up, man. Send it up for my people out there, man, at Sweet Tooth, man. Hey, man, thank y'all for supporting, man. We really appreciate it. And got a lot of stuff in store for y'all this year, man. We're going to get back. I know for the past year or so, we've been out of a lot of hosting events, and I'm going to take the blame for that. You know, the chairman has been so tied up with all of these different things he's been doing and haven't been able to do it. You know, there's only 24 hours in a day, and I need at least one of them to sleep, you know. I need at least one of them. So I've been greedy, and I've been trying to take my 1 hour, you know, and sleeping. But this year, man, we're bringing that stuff back. Hey, that's it. We bringing it back to y'all, man. Hosting events, man. We right now back in talks with Hush Lounge. We'll be bringing y'all events back over there, man. We are out and about. I mean, for my promoters that's listening, my people out there that's doing things, man, y'all know how I do, man. Hit me up, and I'm there. I don't have no problem with coming in your joint. So y'all hit me. Y'all know we definitely out there to support. Talk to y'all about Lawless Radio Awards for this year. We'll be in March. We'll start putting the nominations out next week. Hey, the chairman took the best host last year. Will he reign supreme this year, y'all? Let's find out. I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Hey, we got a couple of rookies. We got a couple of rookies. You never know. It might take that rookie of the year award, baby. Hey, let's see who we got. Uh-huh. We got an 864-612. Who we got on the line?
You got Ken David in the building, man. What's up, TL? Mary, what's up?
K-I-N-G, what's going on?
David. Happy New Year, baby.
Congratulations. Happy New Year, man.
Yo, Happy New Year. 100, one love, man. Lawless all day.
No doubt.
Don't fizz out.
Kingdom, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell everybody else. I made an announcement. I don't know if you heard the broadcast.
She went Diddy on us, bro. She went Diddy.
I went Diddy on you. I do. In fact, me and a good friend of mine, whenever we change a name or something like that, we call it a Diddy. We Diddy'd you.
A Diddy
so moment. This is my Diddy. I've changed my name, and I put it on Facebook as well, King David. I'm
oh,
no
yeah, I peek-a-boo with that. I peek-a-boo with that. You know what I mean? On hell.
You peek-a-boo with that.
You know what I mean? On hell.
I'm no longer M.E. the Queen. I'm M. Queen. And it's E.M.M.
I freaking feel that
Queen.
All day. I seen
I
that. I was
right.
Like,
that's
okay.
Right. Up top. You see, you freaking feel me? You freaking did me. You okay, Dad?
You know what I mean?
There we go. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know what, Akina? I got to say this. I love people from New Jersey and Philadelphia. It's something about y'all vibe. I ain't talking about the big beers,
yeah.
But it's something about y'all vibes and stuff that I click with. I can't tell you how many family members I got up in New York, and you know my brother lives in Pennsylvania, well Philadelphia, but I have a lot of family there. But the thing is, I've always clicked with people from New Jersey and the Philly area. I don't know what it is about your vibe because y'all in the class
hey,
like
yo,
stuff. Y'all
we
things.
Just fly like that. That's
talking
all. We just fly like that.
Exactly.
Yeah,
y'all love it. Y'all lawless. That's what I'm saying. Y'all lawless.
All day. Straight lawless.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. All lawless.
I'm just trying to get my intelligent hoodlum on for 2014. You feel me?
No doubt.
Hey.
No doubt. You're starting off great. I love it. I mean, King David, I got to say, for the new year, you've been one of our most loyal listeners. You call in faithfully.
Yeah.
So blessed to hear your voice every week or every
I'm
other week.
You.
Whenever you call, we're blessed. You bless us by calling in. You know,
I'm telling you right now.
I'm
a piece, man. Y'all my piece, man. And I appreciate the rotation y'all put me in on them tracks, though. I appreciate that, man. That's
hey,
100.
Man.
That's
it's,
love.
It's all love, bro. That's it.
You know what I mean? Y'all,
love,
I'm going to be coming down to the A, though, real talk, in April. And when I come down to the A, man, I definitely want politics with y'all, man, because, you know what I mean,
oh,
y'all definitely good people. You know what I
mean?
You tell me when you're here. You tell me when you're here. That's all you got to do.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to hit her up and let her know, you know what I mean, when I'm coming down, and then I definitely want politics with y'all, you know what I mean, hang out for a minute or something like that.
No doubt.
Yes,
you know,
right.
I'm being a squad guy. I sent you some new music down there too. I sent it to you, the new joint that I got on the email. It don't say Lawless, it say TL Entertainment. So I sent it to that right there. But it's some new stuff out. It's pretty fly. Something for Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? Valentine's coming up, so you know what I mean. We want to do a little some R&B for the ladies. So just stay down.
I'm trying to find it because, you know, on music for this week, man, I really wasn't on top of it. You know, the TV show and the shoots and all that stuff, man, I've been tied up. But right now, I'm going to go through this email, man. I'm going to find it and definitely try to get it going for you tonight. But I didn't do any of the loading anything for this week, man. Just really tied up, man. But I'm definitely looking for it. Right now,
yeah, I just seen it about 10-15 minutes ago, so I mean, it should be
something
new.
It's gonna be fresh at the top. It's gonna be fresh at the top, there, baby. Let's see.
No doubt.
Appreciate that. Little track, man. Something fly. You know what I mean? We push it right now on the Valentine's. You know what I mean? Keep it moving. Straight hustle for that all day.
That's what I'm talking about.
No doubt.
Yeah, definitely, man.
We gotta remember the ladies, man. Hey, they forget about the ladies. They talking about my hitters. I'm talking about my women. I don't know what you're talking about.
This is what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to
win something. For me.
I'm going to tell you.
I already been hit. I got hit last week. I ain't trying to get hit. I'm trying to win. I ain't about my hitters. It's about winning. I'm trying to win,
I'm
going to
tell you right now.
I'm
trying to
hit.
It's all about.
Yeah, I ain't got no hitters, man. I got a few goons and goblins, but I ain't got no hitters, man.
That's what I'm saying.
On the deck, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Jersey in the house. Jersey.
Hey, all day, every day. That's what it is. New Jerusalem is in the building, heavy. King David,
yes.
All day, hustle for that management. Yo, I want to shout my man out. It's okay, man. My man, Shaheen, he down there in Atlanta. He doing that movie, Tangled and Twisted.
That's oh, you're talking about Shaheen. From Wu-Tang, right?
Nah, Shaheen Saeed, he down with them, though. He got, you know what I'm saying, little connected.
Yeah, that's my boy.
He's doing
that's
that movie,
boy.
Tangled and Twisted down there. And my boy, they doing a parody, getting ready to come out within the next week. It's going to be on YouTube. One of the tracks I produced, I'm actually on the hook with that song when they do the parody. But we're going to do a record release party up here in Campobello, South Carolina next month. You know what I'm saying, on that joint.
Where?
You know what I mean? It's going to be in Campobello.
Campobello?
Campobello, South Carolina, yeah.
Now, is that near Columbus or the other direction?
Nah, it's right on the borderline of North Carolina, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a little spot up there that we parlay up in. So we're going to do a little record release party and a little slash birthday party because it's King David's birthday next month, so we're going to hold it down.
Get out of here. What day
oh,
is
yeah.
Birthday?
February 18th, all day. February 18th.
February
18th. I'm celebrating starting February 1st.
Wait. Y'all stop right there. Stop right there. King David, let me share something with you. My birthday is February 19th.
Bang. That's why we fly.
Yeah. You planet and I'm Pisces.
That's
gonna tell
why
you,
we fly.
I'm along with both of y'all.
February, baby, you know what I mean? Because in February, we never worry.
Out of here.
We never
King
worry.
King, you better be playing with me. Your birthday, February 18th, for real?
DSA Ultra.
Oh, my God. Sherman, did you hear that? Our birthday's
February
in the
February 18th, DSA Ultra.
Well, you know what? Consider me there. I will be there in South Carolina celebrating with you. You can best believe that.
Hey, yo, we're going to be. I tell them, man, I don't turn up no more. I just turn in my driveway. I don't turn up. I just turn
no,
in my driveway.
No, we don't turn up. We show out. We too, we
yeah,
too.
That's
we
what
too
we
young.
Do.
We
you
too
know what
old
saying?
To turn up, but we old enough to show. We young enough to show out. That's what we're going to do.
You know what? We stay on the we're going to do the sizzle on that day, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be happy to perform Magic Fingers.
Yeah, I got some
flag,
people
you know
from Florida coming up. You know what I mean? I got some folks from Florence, Columbia coming up. You know what I mean? A couple of people, these my fam. They from Jersey, but they live down here. They going to come politic with me because a couple of them birthdays in February. So we're going to go ahead and just get it in.
Yeah. We're going to burn it down, y'all.
And Chairman, please
I'm
let him
about.
Know, too. We need to announce to him and let him know that the Lawless Entertainment Awards are going to be in March. So that's a month,
yep.
You know, a couple months away. So if you want to get nominated and stuff, the chairman going to let you know what to do.
Hey, yo, put me on like a shirt on that. Real talk. Put me on like a shirt because we'll definitely get on that.
No
oh,
doubt.
Yeah.
I got you covered.
I'm definitely going to get you the info, man.
You know, because we ready. You know what I mean? We got not just mixtapes, we got LP, man. We messing with everybody. Everybody messing with us. You know what I'm saying? Disturbed Minds 2014, please believe it. You're going to hear it. Disturbed Minds 2014, please believe it. But if you can catch that track that I sent you, though, you'll see where
right,
we at.
I'm trying to, hey, I don't
you got
have
that last
it.
One I sent you, though, right?
Right, but I don't have this one. Send it. Hey, I'm gonna go to Green Room, man, to give you my private email so you can send it over to me because I don't see anything.
All right, well, dig it. Do I send it to Lawless Radio?
Yeah, you can send it to music@lawlessradio.com.
All right, music@lawlessradio.com. All right, dig this. I'm gonna go ahead and send that off, and then I'm gonna hit y'all back in a minute.
Hey,
no
that's
doubt.
The business right there. That's the business right there. Hey, man, that is my man, King David, man. Like M said, man, holds us down, man. We are very thankful for listeners like King David, man. You know, we got people that are there. My girl Patricia, she stays. I don't know why she don't hit the button. You know, and I even try to be funny by clicking and bringing her in, and she hang up, man. Oh, girl, Emily, thank you. Stephanie, thank you. They listen. They are there. I'm looking at the numbers, but they will not talk. You can't be too sad to talk on the radio. Can nobody see you?
You gotta get a life. You gotta get her life, man. I mean, really, I mean, you can't call in and not say nothing. You can't get no response. You can't get no place if you don't say nothing. Call in don't do nothing. We don't know who you are. We're gonna start blazing them.
We're just gonna start bringing people in. Just put them on. They gonna know. I hope y'all know. I do have the ability to call you directly from the show. I hope y'all know that. So you're not hiding. You are not hiding. Hey man. Hey, last week we was talking about it, man. Have you seen the Stop and Kiss thing that's going on in New York? Have you seen the queen? You stop the young man and kiss him instead of frisking him. What kind of bull crap is that? You stop me and kiss me. You better cuff me. I'm going to do something to you. It's as simple as that, man. We're going to talk about it when we come back, y'all. Hey, it goes some more music from the renovation album, man. This is Days Like This, Renacy, Lawless Radio.
Is there?
We'll shine.
To the man above, I know we don't talk much, shake hands or hug, but we've been on each other ever since I was born in Upper Michigan back in 84. Just a baby boy, double digits with the inches of snow. Me and my sister and my pops and my mom, but I was way too young to remember it all. Just the car seat and the trailblazer they drove. Then we started trailblazing the road, outside of the shop, my new place where we made us a home. In the circle where we came home late after dark, watched the grown folks play spades on the cars. We would play every day in the yard, football with my neighbors round the corner. We the youngest in charge. Back then everybody rode a Huffy, a Schwinn, or a mongoose with the dice caps in the pants. We wore the shades.
Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we still got us a little something. Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. Remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we got us a little.
Take you back to the day in fourth grade, my man named Robert Hicks. Used to play football every day as a kid. Used to dig rocks and tell me they was crystals. Told me they would give me the power to be invisible. And every day I carried them in my bag to school. Untouchable, challenging all the bully dudes. And to the day Robert did come back, they told me he died of practice, asthma attack. I was like, what? Just like that, we was just on the playground playing some tag. Now it's dreams of the big league, being a man, all buried in the wood chips, rocks and sand. But what he gave me was confidence, no better yet, common sense. Taught me to fear no man, only fear God to sit. Gone but never forgot, sing, you know I got you, kid.
Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we still got us a little something. I thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we still got us a little something.
These are the moments that we live for, just to talk about so we can make more. So every day that you live, you're never getting old. You're just living to tell and share another story. Moments that we live for, just to talk about so we can make more. So every day that you live, you're never getting old. You're just living to tell and share another story. How I started to flow, Petty taught me the ropes. JL believed, so he started recording. Started with a two-man group we called Swarming. Hit a couple open, Mike started performing. But that didn't last, that was the one hit. Back by myself, but still focused. And since then, I tested my endurance and passed that exam 100%.
Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we still got us a little something. Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this, but some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing, not far, but we still got us a little something.
Producer,
Banging, banging this groove. What about you? Something cold in my cup, but that ain't nothing new. Riding in the lane,
I'm a chick, but I love them twain.
Bang that music so loud, turning corners, we just swing. Whipping that flap, and you know we gon' swerve. Not a care in the world, music feeling like her. Main hold up, I chunk my hood up. He's popping his trunk, that's the eighth round. Back, got the whole club leaning, and I feel like I'm dreaming. The lights stay low, but his neck stay gleaming. Do or die, no grind, no shine. H time in the H stands for hustle hard. Yeah, we ride down on chrome. You can catch me in my zone, riding with the bad chick. Turn that screw on. Here we. If you hanging, my head's out the window like, hey, swing line to the after party. Swagged up, I'll be popping trunk, rolling up, getting crunk. No drama, we just chilling. Ooh, a good feeling. Cup full of ice, rump looking nice. Speakers to the max, we riding in the night. 59 downtown, city sight. Gotta love the South Coast.
I came here to whoop your so who the you think you talking to? I'm that real. Hard to see what real the truth. I ain't playing with you no more. This ain't no promo, more baby J's first. Hitting hard, going solo. Damn, let it all and go. They all switch, talking like some I ain't busting no flip. Real talk, we can cook the beat, kill it through. And the hammer's on me, we can call it beef too. Propaganda from the other side. We all riders, put your mind right, stand right there beside you. Flagrant, New Jack, rockabye baby, call it the old school. Nino, crazy, know it from the threatening. Feels like it's definite,
You can fly away, but you're picking in your permanent. Better let sleeping dogs fly. Got hate on your tongue, I continue to shine. Head up, here we go. My dick with them stay dead, so I know you wanna fuck up. I stay fly. Count money, jealousy, and envy. That's why I'm most hate. Here we go. My dick with them stay dead, so I know you wanna fuck up. I stay fly, count money, jealousy, and be. That's why I'm most hate.
You can write it down, take a picture, I don't give a f-
when you see me, best I'm stepping, cause I'm bound to knuckle up. Who you is now? Triple OG, get for real. The threat that cool up, and it's still a f***ing cool. I'm gonna be that, and let the world see it. Post it to the web, so it rewinds, and you can DVD it. I took it personal. When you cross that line, setting up for war, stacking up the two chip time. And I ain't hard to find, been on my Georgia grind. Guess when you broke, it's hard to get a motherfucker ride. And I still reside on that south side. G on the right, I meet Wolfpack, M.O.B. Here we go. My dick with them stay dancing, so I know you wanna fuck up. I say fly. Count money, jealousy, and me. That's why I'm most hated. Here we go. My dick with them stay dancing, so I know you wanna fuck up. I stay fly. Count money, jealousy, and me. That's why I'm most hated.
I was hoping we was better than talking, arguing. Studio beats just to keep your name relevant. Handle it like gentlemen. Guess you ain't no gentleman. See me in the street. If you just wanna settle this, I'm in your hood. Five, stay on front. I ain't hiding from the bitch. Dog, stay on point. One blood, one in the street. One good by 12, one 6 feet deep. Take a parameter pocket, it's a blessing to be. Straight ballin' in the game, but they won't get me. I'm a product of violence, made with and venom. I'm not obsessed with my death, I'm out to kill him. Here we go. My dick with them stay dead, so I know you wanna f***, nigga. I stay fly. Count money, jealousy, and me. That's why I'm most hate. Here we go. My dick with them stay dead, so I know you wanna f***, nigga. I stay fly. Count money, jealousy, and me. That's why I'm most hated.
Gia. Hey, Jimmy Lee, I think we got another one right here, baby. Jill. Jill. I'm trying to take long trips, take long sips. I'm trying to get this money, boo, don't even trip. But you know, as I know, life is hard. I want you with the finer things and credit cards. I'm so glad that you in my life, and one of these days you can be my wife. I'ma make you real happy till you feel contented. We riding off in that limo with the windows tinted. Yeah.
Without you, I can't breathe.
Yeah. It's low key, baby. It's Jimmy Lee. Baby,
I don't even know the right words to say.
Yeah.
Without you, baby, without you, I can't sleep.
Uh-huh.
I can't sleep.
Yeah. I don't need the whole rib, just give me a slab. It goes a couple grand, hit Michigan Ave. Get your Fendi, get your Prada, get your Dolce & Gabbana. Get my Hen and Patron, get my Tran and Vodka. Now this is the life, girl, me and you. We on the grind all the time, making it do what it do. Put your trust in me, girl, you my diamonds and pearls. Now sit back and relax and we gon' rule the world. Yeah.
I can't live without you.
Yeah.
You.
It's low key, baby. It's Jimmy Lee, baby.
I
baby.
Wouldn't even know the right way to go.
Jill.
Without you.
Jill.
Without you. I can't live. Can't breathe. Can't breathe.
Now we sitting on the beach sipping pina coladas. Anything you want, mama, I gotcha. You got my back through thick and thin. Even when I was lost and gone with the wind. You my down ass chick, always ready to ride. We the 2008 baby Bunny and Clyde. With you, girl, how can the brother lose? Now we selling the seven seas, taking a cruise. Yeah.
I can't breathe without you. I can't breathe
yeah.
without you.
It's low key, baby.
song. Yeah. What more do you need? Let me take a shot of the hand while you blaze the weed. Let me massage your back, I know you like it like that. And I'm so focused while I'm working your back. I'm trying to make you feel good from the birth of the hood. I'll rewind this whole day back if I could. The world is yours, ma, just take it and strive. The car is yours too, just take it and drive. Yeah. Yeah. It's no key, baby.
Write this one out, as dear Miss Sex. No, better yet, I'ma write this one out like dear Miss Beautiful. Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No, better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown manish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you. And make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrapped in foil in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You.
Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever had, baby. That's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought. Hear what I dreamt last. Two lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the tires of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Yeah, yeah. This piano man, the grand, I demand you to stand up. This right here is the new anthem for them ballers. I got dough, you got dough, everybody got dough. Huh, yeah. Hard to imagine piano without C notes, you feel me? Huh, yeah. You can call me John Doe. I know about money. I flow about money. No show without money.
You can call me John Doe.
Make bread or make cheese. Bring 8 to 10 G's. Cause we don't take beef.
You can call me John Doe.
I know about money. I flow about money. No show without money.
You can call me John Doe.
Make bread or make cheese. Bring 8 to 10 G's. Cause we don't take beef.
You on the dollar menu, son. Let me supervise.
I'm counting dough like a Papa John supervisor. I stack cheese on dough, receive it, heat it up. Deliver it all through the hood for fiends to eat it up. They say I'm big like a giant and got that Jolly Green. My decorations inside design like dollar scheme. That mean it's trimmed with cream. I got a lot of green. My money's close to my heart. It's like a part of me. Ballin' and you know it, throw a stack. If you's a hustler on this grind, make it back. If you're paid and you know it, let the escalate show it. Tell them haters in your way to top that. Yeah, I had to do it with a nurse. We rhyme. Lawless entertainment, I'm the first to sign. They say you're bad at the bank, but I'm worse with mine. They close it down when I withdraw and I be first in line.
You can call me John Doe.
I know about money, I flow about money. No show without money.
You can call me John Doe.
Make bread or make cheese. Bring 8 to 10 G's, cause we don't take beef.
You can call me John Doe.
I know about money, I flow about money. No show without money.
You can call me John Doe.
Make cheese, bring 8 to 10 G's, cause we don't take beef.
It's a cash money syndicate, credit won't get it in.
Ain't got the money, about it, forget it then. They used to say that they ain't tricking if you got it. Well, I say that you ain't
ballin'.
If you gotta think about it, think about it. With all my songs and all my records, I ain't bragging, but I think that I can buy instead of deficit. Spending money recklessly, think I'm lying, checking seeds. And a million off of Rio on a set of skis. Making rain heavily on every kind of charity. Everything from say to reach to help the people paraplegic. I don't mind, let them keep it if I don't need it. Cause if I harvest it, I reap it for another. Season. What's the price of that?
Man.
I stop looking cause I flip that daily like an IHOP cook, man. You reap what you sow, sowing the flow. You can call me,
you can call me,
you can call me, you can call me John Doe. I know about money, I flow about money, no show without money.
You can call me John Doe.
Make bread or make cheese, bring 8 to 10 G's, cause we don't take beef.
You can call me John Doe.
I know about money, I know about money, no show without money. Make bread or make cheese, bring 8 to 10 G's, cause we don't take visa.
Money, I think. Money like a bank.
Money.
Andrew Jackson.
Money.
Benjamin Frank.
Money.
Them all forgot it.
Money.
Tell me I can't.
Money.
Play with this money. Gonna get that money.
Money.
Fuck with that money. When you ain't no money.
Yeah.
Get it myself.
Yeah.
You can get your whole money.
Yeah.
It's one thing that I know about is buy money.
Yeah.
Gotta get it fast.
Yeah.
Can't post slow money.
Money to the ceiling, little money in the flow. Money on the line, money in the dough. Gotta get this money, can't see myself broke. So I'm on the grind trying to find a little more. Money over here, money over there. Sitting on the money like the money was a chair. If it ain't about money, then the nigga don't care. Ain't sitting there stupid like your money ain't there. Can't fuck with your nigga if it ain't about money. I'll fuck with your girl if you trying to get money. Can't fuck with your shit, ain't got nothing for me. Say the bird, get the worm, if you move a little early. Time is money, can't sit around chilling. Get a couple numbers, get a couple tears. Couple more thousand, few more millions. Money, 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 you feel me?
Ain't nothing moving in this world without that money, so
money.
I got to get that money.
Money.
That dough, that dough.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing moving money. In this world without that money,
money.
So I got to get
money.
That money.
Money.
I know, I know.
Money.
Ain't nothing moving money. In this world without that money, so
money.
I got to get
money.
That money.
Money.
That dough, that dough.
Money.
Ain't nothing moving money. In this world without that money, so
money.
I got to get
money.
That money.
Money.
I know, I know.
Yeah.
My money mine, focus on grind, treasure I find, even my thoughts. Y'all niggas focus on how much it costs. My niggas focus on how much you owe. We need a dough, hands in. Double my money like I had a twin. I need a bakery to hold my bread. Bank, that's what I think. I thought my paper could buy me a rank. That dough, that dough, that's all I know. Pay
to be chef. My money right, no change left. The paper, the money, the guava, the loot. Fuck with my paper and I will shoot. Dollar Tree, my mind the root. I'm bearing the fruit. The world is filled with money for you. I'm catching the paper like it was the clue. Sick and tased, need money like Vegas chips. I need money for guilt. Money just high off the money, got things for the dough. Just in case I fall down, I got money on the flow.
I got money on the flow. I got money on the flow.
Ain't nothing moving in this world without that money. So I got to get that money.
That dough, that dough.
Ain't nothing moving in this world without that money. So I got to get that money.
I know.
Ain't nothing moving in this world without that money. So I got to get that money.
That dough, that dough.
Ain't nothing moving in this world without that money. So I got to get that money.
I know.
Black Hollywood Cartel CEO is in the building with your boy T.L. Lewis at Grit Grind Live at LawlessRadio.com. Tune in now and create a page. Go ahead and join the movement and support your local come up. Let's go.
Man, King Dave, you supposed to embrace me for that, dude. That was man. Yo. Hey, yo, that was right, man.
Yo,
that was right, man.
He ain't just calling in to say hello. You know he's still working. And that's what I love. That's why I love, you know, loyal listeners like that, because I consider you family. You bringing us good music, and we're exposing your music. So that's what families do. We look out for each other, you know. And I mean, I can't even put into words just how grateful I am, you know, that you call in every week. And not only you don't even bring us, you know, like halfway done music. You bring us the truth. And, like, you know, you have a lot of people feel like, okay, well, I went in the recording booth and stuff, and it sounds halfway decent or whatever. They don't realize it's not decent. They don't realize they need to mix and master the stuff, and they need to have the editing. But you're on your game.
Right.
You're on your game, and that's why I respect you. You're on your game,
you
and that's what all is love. You know, we support our local come up, but you need to be prepared, and you need to have your stuff together if you want your to come up, if you want us to support you. And that's how we do it.
Hey, I couldn't say it better than what she just said, man. I mean, we can't support you if you ain't supporting yourself. And when you out there on your grizzle like you say you are, man, you do just like my man King Daddy did, man. He said, man, hey, I'm finna shoot that to you right now. I go to the mailbox, it's right there. So my man is actually doing what it is he say he's doing, and that is grinding, baby. So y'all make sure y'all grinding, man. Hit the site, www.lawlessradio.com, man. Get the music to us, man. Follow us. Hey, Queen, you know I done found this little game now. I have discovered a game. You probably seen I posted it on Facebook where these people, they follow you. You follow them. They unfollow you because the name of the game is to have more followers than you follow, and it makes you look important.
This is stupid, but go ahead.
You said what I'm thinking. But, I mean, isn't that crazy? I mean, come on. Okay. The whole intended purpose is to network, right? I'm following you. You following me. I know what you're doing. You know what I'm doing. I can support you. You can support me. That is the whole premise of this, right? So now, what else can I say? I mean, I'm trying to figure out, you know, how do they think that's going to work? Do they think that you're going to continue? I mean, as a show of support, you know, everybody that requests me, you know, I accept them, you know. And, I mean, that's out of a show of support, you know, out of a show of respect, you know. And, I mean, it's not for, you know, some type of important factor. I mean, if these... I mean, insignificant things are what you need to make you feel important. Oh, my God. You are a lost individual.
That's just like buying Twitter followers. People spend, I don't even know how much the unit price of, but the thing is people buying 10,000 Twitter followers. I think that's the most pathetic thing, because my thing is this. Me in high school, I was a leader. I was never a follower. I was a trendsetter. So that's just like me, you know, giving people candy to become my friends. So childish. My thing is, if you have to buy followers, then you need to be a leader and sit your butt. No, better yet, sit your ass down.
You remember my face. Remember, I had a guy who was arguing me. My man was telling me, you know, I got like 10,000 friends on my face, right? You know, he arguing all of this, you know, and I'm looking at his songs, right? You got 10,000 friends, and that's saying that you somebody, but you only got about 30 music plays. Are you telling me the 10,000 friends you got ain't listening to your music? I wouldn't want them friends. Give me the enemies. Give me enemies. Don't give me no friends. Okay? I'm sitting there, you know, and then they had the thing where you can buy the music plays. So you would see a guy that's got like about 30,000 music plays and he only got 25 friends. Like, how in the hell did you accomplish this? I don't get it. Queen, I don't get it. I get it.
I definitely get it, but I think it's stupid. That's what I think. I mean,
come on.
Like, I'm on Reverb. I'm on SoundCloud. I'm on quite a few other social websites or social media sites. But my thing is this, if I have to buy a friend or buy a fan, it's not worth it to me. It's not worth it to me. Because in the long run, that person can be so fair weather that they you know, they say, okay, well, you know, I'm just being her fan because everybody liking her on Facebook. I see her activity and stuff. My thing is this, don't follow me and don't become a fan or a supporter because of my activity and because you see everybody else liking me. Do it on your on your own accord. Go to my Reverb page. It ain't hard to do. Just click on my link.
Check me
SoundCloud.
Out. Right.
Yeah.
See if you like me. See if you like me. You know what I'm saying? See if you like me. You know what I'm saying? Not what you know these people are saying. What these people are. You know, check me out for yourself and see if I'm somebody you want to rock with. That's it.
Exactly.
But yeah, it killed me. I mean, I found the little game. And it was like, are you serious? Are you serious? Okay. I'm not finna, you know, go through the whole, you know, now I got to find out who following me so I can unfollow them. It is not that serious. It is so not that serious.
It is not. It's really not. And then you have another thing on Facebook that just drives me nuts. I might get on Facebook in the morning and see one of my schoolmates saying, I just want. In fact, today has been a going joke that I won $7,000 on the scratch off. Of course, we know you can't win $7,000 on the scratch off. There's certain amounts: $25,000, $5,000, $50,000, $25,000. But there's no $7,000. Then there's girls talking about they're pregnant and stuff, and then you get an inbox message saying you fell for the trap. You fell for
what
the joke.
What is that?
I didn't fall for anything.
What is that?
You put on there that you're pregnant. So I was congratulating you. So you the fool. I just and at first I've been seeing it for the last few days. It's just been ridiculous. And at first I thought maybe they're being spam or someone, but it ain't even that. They're actually putting stuff on there like that, thinking that it's funny. You know, it's not funny. Grow up. Grow up and learn a trade. That's what you do. That's what I say. Learn a trade so you don't have so much time to do stupid things like that.
Right. I mean, you got a lot of time on your doggone hand.
Too much.
You got too much.
Way too much. I've been seeing it. A couple times it pissed me off because I fell for the okie doke. I'm up here congratulating. I'm ready to throw up confetti, and this person inboxed me. You fell for it. This is a joke. Okay, well I'll tell you what. If you want to make jokes, go to an improv club or something like that. Go to a Patrick Cafe or something like that where you can actually get a laugh because it's not funny here. You know,
but you know the bad part about it is. You're talking about adults. You got adults doing that. So now, what's going to be next? They're going to start talking about they got a terminal illness, and when you offer your condolence, I made you look. What in the world?
No,
what
that's
in the world?
I got a serious illness. So why don't you go to my site and donate money? That's going to be the next thing.
Oh no!
And then you know it's going to be some fools doing it.
Yeah,
you already know what time it is.
Queen, ain't getting a damn dime out of me. Hey, Queen, they post what they want. They post what they want to post. If they're waiting for that money, gonna be broke.
Exactly, they're gonna be broke. They're gonna see a zero balance.
Gonna be broke, waiting for me.
The TL said he was gonna give me some money. I think he must have forgot.
You went to your bank account? I made you look.
Exactly. I made you look.
That's going to be my new one. That is going to be my new one. I made you look.
Ooh,
I made you
I
look.
Made you, look.
You went to your bank account? I made you look.
You thought I tore a dollar from my billfold. No, it didn't happen like that.
Right.
No.
It didn't happen. I made you look. But I mean, honestly, it is crazy, and it's bad that we're sitting here talking about this, and these are adults. That's
right. You should not be talking about adults like this. This should be 19-year-old and 20-year-old stuff. We're up here talking about people in their 40s, 30s, and 40s doing stuff like that. It just, you know, sometimes it makes you just not want to go on Facebook. Exactly.
Right. Isn't out married.
The thing got to promote, then I probably wouldn't be on Facebook as much as I am.
You talking about, you just got engaged. Congratulations. Oh, no, man, it's a game. It's a game. It's a game. Oh, hold on.
A game.
It's a game about getting engaged, or it's a game you're playing with somebody. All right, help me out. Help me. Which one is it? You know, you don't know how to take that. Damn.
Well, you know what it is? They're playing a game with themselves because it's wishful thinking on their behalf. They want to get married. They're desperate. They're thirsty and stuff. But, you know, the thing is, you know, getting on social media doing that stuff is not going to get you a husband no quicker. In fact, it's going to make a man run away from you, you know? They're going to get you like, you're not stable in the mind, and maybe I need to go the other direction.
And you know exactly what it is. You know what it is. I'm messing around with a damn kid, because that is the first thing you say.
A kid and a schizophrenic.
A damn fool.
Speaking of schizophrenic, you know what?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know you say, uh-oh. Well, I got to tell y'all about this. I'm not going to get into the whole story, but just know I was at a friend's house over the weekend. And he has a big home, and he rents his – he's a divorced with grown kids. He rents out, you know, his rooms. He has four bedrooms. So while was I there over the weekend, and I guess the girl, you know, she was, you know, bipolar, schizophrenic, and all that stuff. And I guess she felt uncomfortable with me being there. She was – used to them being there alone or whatever.
Oh,
I made her paranoid. You know, this girl called the police, said I pickpocketed her and everything else. We went somewhere and came back. Yeah. This is a day in the life of MM. This is a day in the life. So, we go somewhere and we come back. I go to open up the door. And she had the knob, and she turned the knob and basically pulled me in and was holding me up against the wall. So I'm like, this girl, mind you, is 300 pounds.
Oh,
I tell you, that B-I-T-C-H, I kicked her off of me with my still, I had on high heel boots, kicked her off of me and pushed her off me. I said, honey, I will hurt you. Now, one thing I can say, I feel for people that's like that, but you're not going to attack me either, you know. So
right.
I had to. So mind you, now you know Eddie Murphy's and Dan Aykroyd movie 48 Hours.
Right,
no,
right.
No, mine was more like 72 to 96 hours. After that, then I get attacked by a 300-pound schizophrenic, fighting, you know, fending her off, trying to get her out the door. I had my foot on the ground and the other on the door, and she was smart enough to put her arm up. And stuff, and I got on her level. I whispered in her ears like this. I said, "If you don't move your arms, I'm gonna cut your arms off." I had to get on her level because I didn't know what else to do. I said,
"Hold on,
you know, either kill a bitch."
She turned to the doggone exorcist. She turned to the exit. Hold on, man. King Day gonna call back again. King Day, she turned to the doggone exorcist. What's going on, bro, man?
I had it on her level. I didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, it was the craziest thing ever. Chairman, I can't make this stuff up. One thing I do, I have a vivid imagination, but I can't make stuff like this. Right, exactly. So she finally, and then she screamed out the door, "She's beating the hell out of me. She's somebody got to make she's beating the hell out of me." Now, mind you, I'm up here with the door, with my foot on the door, trying to get her out the door and stuff. She was strong. I give her that. I'm a very strong woman. I'm very muscular. But she had a crazy type of strong. So I couldn't do it. He came through the door and stuff. He heard the scream. He came through the door through the back. He said, "Hold her right there." So she ran down the stairs, and I don't know if she went in the kitchen. I don't know what she was going to do in the kitchen. He had to hold her down. I mean, he bear hugged her first. She took a rack, his rack, for the dishes. It was a metal rack, and just start hitting him in the back of the head. You know what I thought about? What that whole scene made me think about Abdullah the Butcher and the Sheik wrestling. When, you know, the Sheik will be hitting him. Yeah, you know them days of the Sheik. And the Abdullah Butcher had a feud going on. First it was Tiger Jeep Singh, then it was Abdullah the Butcher. He was taking forks and stuff and just scraping Abdullah the Butcher's forehead and stuff.
Right,
and
right.
Then throwing fire on him. The only thing that was missing was the fire. And when I tell you, my body took a beating this weekend. My body took a beating from the accident to that 300-pounder. I tell you, I've been through a lot. And I'm gonna tell you, I've been taking muscle relaxing like the candy.
Oh yeah, you have.
Like, look, I need to relax my mind,
no.
And I need to get my muscles.
Oh no, man! Hey y'all, we just come to the end of this doggone show. The queen has got attacked by Sybil. All right, hey man, queen, go ahead, take us up out of here.
No doubt. Well, I mean, I gotta give my shout outs. Of course, I haven't given my shout out the whole year. I am officially, again, M, the queen,
mm-hmm.
and the queen of apple
mm-hmm.
pop. And if you want to listen to my music, I got new stuff coming out, new music coming out. I'm so excited about it. I'm going to the studio on Friday. So if you want to listen to my music, go to my Reverb page, my Reverb Nation page, which is reverbnation.com/ME, which is E-M-E-E. Also soundcloud.com/ME, Queen of Afro Pop. Also, if you want to become one of my fans and supporters, go to my Facebook page, /ME Queen of Afro Pop. And also, Instagram, look, it is what it is. It's M underscore Queen of Afro Pop, because I changed that too. Queen of Afro Pop on Instagram. I also want to give a shout out to a very special person. He's a rap artist as well as producer. And his name, and also he's going to be on the show next week. Simply could have missed it. And I'm shouting him out because I want him to tell these people, tell these up-and-coming artists, these underground artists, the people that we support, our local come-up, how to get it. This dude is, he did the A3C concert, as I said before, and he's also, he did the Sway Unplug series. So this dude, he's big. He's doing it. He's paid his dues, but he's actually getting paid now. So I want him on the show so he can, right, exactly. So I want him on the show so he can tell these people how to get and what to do and not to give up. I mean, I think that's very important. When you're an artist, you need someone that can help you and tell you what to do, how they did it. Now, it may not happen exactly the way he did it, but at least you got something to stand. At least you got some information that you can take with you and that you can implement for yourself and mold it for yourself. So I definitely want to give a shout out to Seneca that missed it, and he definitely committed to doing the show for next week. So I'm glad about that, and having some other artists that's going to be on the show, and definitely we're going to talk about that. That I think that will be helpful to the up and coming artists. So definitely, I definitely had to give him a shout out. Also, want to give a shout out to my oldest daughter, my Devin, my Pumpkin Poo. She will be blah 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 on 3 more days. So I don't give out her age. I don't give out my age. So yeah, she's definitely going to have a birthday in 3 days. I'm very proud of her, and you know what more can I say? I'm a proud mother. And my other daughter, you know, she's at UNC on a full academic scholarship. So definitely shout out to them. And one last shout out, and this is not even a shout out. This is a sad thing. Lord, I tell you, God, I want you to definitely touch this little boy's family in New York. This little boy's name is, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I want to say it's a Gingo or something like that. The little boy that was missing in New York, he was an autistic kid that was missing, went missing. He wandered off from school, and the school took 45 minutes to call the police and his family, and they found remains in the East River, and it was him, autistic little boy. So definitely, I posted it on Facebook, so if you all want to go to my Facebook page, I am, not my fan page, but my Facebook page is Facebook.com/ Mary M. E. Edwards. So go check that story out. It's really, really sad, and it's bringing a lot of attention, you know, national attention. You know, this boy is autistic. He runs off from school, and they, you know, put on the surveillance to see where he went instead of calling people and now the boy is gone. So I definitely had to, you know, send my condolences out to his family. So that's all I have this week. Just know that this is Grant Grind Wednesday every single Wednesday. Y'all make sure you tune back in next week, lawlessradio.com, Grant Grind Wednesday. We're going to be here. Me, M, the Queen, and M, the Queen, and T, the Chairman. And I will see y'all next week.
That's it, man. Hey, I want to send a shout-out to my people, man. Definitely want to send a shout-out to my man, King Day, man, and Disturbed Mind, man. Thank y'all, man, for tuning in, man. Shout-out to everybody that was on, man. Kayla, I tried to write down everybody as I saw, man. Kayla, Patricia. I'm gonna get better about writing down this. But shout out to all of y'all that hit at me while we were live. Angie, thank y'all for hitting at me while we were live, man. Hey, catch y'all back here next week doing the same thing, man. Remind y'all that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole property of Lawless Entertainment. We've been granted the broadcast the rights to be a part of this show and every other show on Lawless Radio. Simply go to www.lawlessradio.com. It is that easy. Do not send us any links. We don't download music. Send us the music. Man, make sure y'all following us. That is at Lawless Radio, at Lawless ENT, man. We will definitely follow y'all back, man. Send a shout-out to my family. Toll-free Lewis's stand up, man. All love to y'all, man. Hey, shout-out to my people out there working airlines, man. Y'all keep them planes in the sky safely. Rain, sleet, or snow, y'all make sure them planes go and you do it all so well. Nobody else says thank you. Nobody else says they appreciate you. Trust and know the chairman does. For my people on set, man, the chairman is on his way there. Let's get this family going. Hey, shout-out to the fourth quarter cast, man. Shout out to 480 Films, man. We better do it. The Lawless World Order is in full effect, and y'all know this.
Yes, sir. Release moves exclusive. Tokyo, all the way to East Coast, baby. Another glass, we can double up. I know Shawty.